Good morning, Dr. Stern. Dictating a 6-minute walk test on patient Michael O'Brien. That's O-B-R-I-A-N-T. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 6/16/22, Mr. O'Brien performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 100%. After walking 236 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%. Period. And paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Fred Chapman. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6/16/22, Mr. Chapman performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 100%. And after walking 272 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%. Period. A paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Martin Ford, and this goes to Dr. Cummings. On 6/16/22, Mr. Ford performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%. Period. After walking 518 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 94%. Period. A paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Martin Ford. This goes to Dr. Cummings. On 6/16/22, Mr. Ford performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/6/20, there's been improvement, period, new paragraph impression, normal study, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Randolph Stanley. And this goes to Dr. Kevin Price. On 6/16/22, Mr. Stanley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was 1. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/9/21. There's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction, showing no significant change, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janet Porterfield. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 6/16/22, Mrs. Porterfield performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 12/7/21. There's been some improvement, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jimmy Altman. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 6/16/22, Mr. Altman performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 379 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 97%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jimmy Altman. This also goes to Dr. Pardis. On 6/16/22, Mr. Altman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on Guy Lucas Jr. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6/16/22, Mr. Lucas performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 228 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 98%, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Lynette, L-Y-N-E-T-T-E, Watson. This goes to Dr. Snyder. On 6/16/22, Mrs. Watson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period. There was no change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FeO 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. A paragraph impression: severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Period. Thank you.